Have you ever thought about what purpose a sheep serves? There's the obvious. They provide wool for clothing. They're a source of food, meat, even sheep's milk for things like cheese. They're a lawnmower. Doesn't need gas or electricity to operate. Sheep are even used as models for human pregnancy research. I didn't know that until I looked myself. Yet sheep have gotten a pretty bad name, haven't they? Their name is used to reference someone who isn't buying into a conspiracy. You've heard it so many times over recent years. If you think vaccines are good, elections aren't stolen, or September 11th wasn't an inside job, you're called a sheep by the addicts of those respective conspiracies. Sheep are prominently featured, by the way, all throughout the Bible. And it's all good, too. In the Old Testament, book after book, sheep are part of the sacrificial ceremonies that take place at the hands of the shepherds, people of Israel. They're also referred to as lost sheep in the Old Testament. One of the many examples of that is Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 6, where God declares, "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place." The idea and role of sheep is even greater throughout the New Testament, and it's the book of Ezekiel that offers, let's call it a prophecy about what's to come. Reading here from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 7 through 10, with God declaring, "Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became food for every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, nor did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and did not feed my flock. Therefore, O shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease feeding the sheep, and the shepherds shall feed themselves no more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouths, that they may no longer be food for them." Then in verse 11 and 12, God continues, "For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day." Now that all leads us to what Jesus reveals to us. In John chapter 10, verses 14 through 16, Jesus speaking, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep, and other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd." One of the characteristics of the sheep animals is how they have a sense of social community. Some call it a pecking order. Same is true in the eyes of the shepherd, who we serve as Christians. We all have our duties as part of the body of the church. And this is what Jesus instructs Peter in John chapter 21, verses 15 and 16. "So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? And he said to him," Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." The service we're called to as part of his flock leads to a prophecy Jesus tells us about in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 33. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left." And by the way, the right hand is definitely the place you want to be. That's when Jesus will welcome the faithful into his eternal kingdom in recognition of us feeding, clothing, nourishing, treating, and giving him shelter. As you most likely are doing now, Jesus tells us that on the day the righteous at his right hand will ask, "Well, when did I do that?" Jesus responds in verse 40 of Matthew chapter 25, "And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it for one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." So be joyful in being one of the sheep who belong to the flock of Jesus. For we have a shepherd who will never fail a single one of us and never let a single one of us stray, no matter how great the numbers his flock are. And let's conclude with these words from Jesus, which we find in Luke chapter 15, verses 4 through 6. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost."